2 years before Francis, the faithful servant of Christ, gave his soul back to God, he was alone on the top of Mount Alverna. There he had begun a fast of 40 days in honour of Archangel Michael, and was immersed more deeply than usual in the delights of heavenly contemplation. His soul became aglow with the ardent of fervent longing for heaven as he experienced within himself the operations of grace. As he was drawn aloft through the ardent longing for God one morning, near the feast of the Exaltation of the Cross, and was praying on the mountainside, he saw what appeared as a seraph, with 6 bright wings gleaming like a fire descending from the heights of heaven. As his figure approached in swift flight and came near the man of God, it appeared not only winged, but also crucified. The sight of it amazed Francis, and his soul experienced joy mingled with pain. He was delighted at the sight of Christ appearing to him so graciously and intimately, and yet the awe-inspiring vision of Christ nailed to the cross aroused in his soul a joy of compassionate love. When the vision vanished after a mysterious and intimate conversation, it left Francis aglow with seraphic love in his soul. Externally, however, it left marks on his body like those of the crucified, as if the impression of a seal had been left on heated wax. The figures of the nails appeared immediately on his hands and feet. The heads of the nails were inside his hands, but on the top of his feet, with their points extending through to the opposite side. His right side, too, showed a blood-red wound, as if it had been pierced by a lance, and blood flowed frequently from it. Because of this new and astounding miracle unheard of in past times, Francis came down from the mountain a new man, adorned with the sacred stigmata, bearing in his body the image of the crucified, not made by a craftsman in wood or stone, but fashioned in his members by the hand of the living God.
It was the 17th of September, 1224. Francis of Assisi discovered that he could now truly say that he had been crucified with Christ, for there, on his hands, feet, and side, were the marks of the cross.
Well, the stigmata is a very interesting part of the life of St. Francis of Assisi. It's surprisingly well documented, the appearance of marks on his body, and that's what stigmata means. It's a Greek word that was taken over to signify marks. At the time of his death in particular, witnesses were able to observe these marks on his hands and feet and side. And early on, these were associated with the sufferings of Christ, making Francis appear outwardly what he very clearly was inwardly, someone who had been conformed to Christ.
Conformed to Christ. Brother Bill Short, a friar from the Franciscan School of Theology in Berkeley, California, and a renowned Franciscan writer, explains.
Well, I think every baptized Christian is crucified with Christ. The meaning of these signs is something that is a theological interpretation of a physical fact. The marks by themselves, of course, are not self-explanatory. Francis himself never mentions them. Perhaps that's not surprising. In all of his writings, even in his testament, he never mentioned these marks. His own close companions at first didn't know quite what to make of them. It was actually through the intervention of a woman from Rome, whose name was Giacoma da Settesoli, a noble Roman matron and a good friend of Francis. It was at the time of his death, she was present at the little chapel of the Porziuncola in Assisi, and it was she who actually convinced the friars to allow people to see these marks on the body of Francis after he had died. And it was she who gave the interpretation, as far as we know, the first interpretation of these as resembling the marks on the body of the crucified.
Francis, the little poor man of Assisi, never spoke of the stigmata, yet we know exactly how they appeared to the very few people who did succeed in catching a glimpse of them.
Francis's first biographer, Thomas of Celano, writes the earliest account that we have of the stigmata at the time of Francis's canonization, 2 years after his death. And there, clearly from the testimony of others, not from his own observation, Thomas describes these marks very precisely. He describes the marks as being like bumps or growths on the outside of the hands and the feet of a dark color, something like that of reddish iron. Interesting description and quite precise. And the mark on the side is the only one that seems to resemble a wound. He said it's like a scar and that it often dripped blood. So we have one that is like a wound on the side and the others that are like dark marks on the hands and the feet. And yes, they seem to have been very painful from the time that these began appearing on Francis's body, about 2 years before his death. It was difficult for him to walk, and he kept these very carefully concealed from others. The reason for that, we don't know. Perhaps because he didn't understand them himself, perhaps because he did understand them and wanted to conceal them from the veneration of others. It's difficult to say, but they seem to have been quite painful.
Francis was the first person in history to receive this special sign of closeness to the crucified Lord.
Although we have some others who had phenomena that might be called stigmata or something like stigmata, sometimes the appearance of blood on the forehead that would resemble a crown of thorns on certain occasions. These things which are sometimes referred to as partial stigmata. But Francis is the first case that we know of marks on hands and feet and side.
The stigmata caused tremendous pain. Specially made slippers can still be seen in Assisi and at Laverna, the mountain on which he became truly crucified with Christ.
Yes, you'll see these also at the sanctuary of Laverna, where this phenomenon began to appear. And there they also have a pair of these little, they look like moccasins, these slippers made of leather that Francis allowed others to impose on him, though he preferred to go bare feet, because he simply couldn't stand the walking anymore without some kind of covering.
Suddenly the poverello discovered even greater possibilities of self-denial. He could no longer walk at will through the wooded Umbrian countryside. In receiving the stigmata, Francis truly found the cross of Christ.
The pain that he experienced, not only from the stigmata, but from a number of other illnesses in the last 2 years of his life, made it necessary for him to do things that he really didn't want to do, to be served by others instead of serving them, to ride rather than to walk, to have his feet covered rather than going barefoot. All of those things which had been so dear to him as very practical ways of putting into effect the instructions of Jesus to the disciples when he sent them out to preach. It must have been a sacrifice for Francis to accept those little, we would call them small accommodations to his illness.
As though a whirl of frenzied lights and tortured worlds exploding force had burst, had shattered, cast aside in cataclysmic might, without a thought for what might once have been, erupted Vulcan fire within my breast, my hands, and naked feet. From vision fled a dozing world enwrapped in autumn's golden glow. A blazing sun, cavorting stars, colliding comets, tempests raged with Armageddon's deadly power, within a brain that nothing knew but pain, beyond a mortal pain. As searing, blasting anguish tore throughout a quivering frame that felt its final judgment hour had come, annihilation loomed, but heart nor tongue could find composed the words for prayer. An agony of dark despair, of awful solitude, bereft of solace, human or divine. Alone. Primordial cry of terror, rage, abandonment, A Calvary I'd sought and found, impressed the Jesus wounds upon my hands and feet and trembling side. The seraph touched and left his sign, his honor badge. The bloody marks of cross and nails, its ruddy stains, the standard for his knight to bear.